You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or BrandyBates.Podomatic.com. The audacity for many of us, this is a time where what we once spent on a month's worth of groceries and cost of living, right, your cost of living, we are now spending in a week. Inflation has a chokehold on many of us, not all of us, many of us. And the problem with that is if you're not bringing in that additional overflow, cash flow, you can begin to feel it. You feel it. And that's a problem. Have you ever lost something and you search everywhere, right? You're looking everywhere. Tracing your steps, you're going back, you're like, okay, the last time I saw it, I was sitting here, I put my keys there, I did this, then I went there, everywhere, and I do mean you are searching everywhere. And then one day, perhaps with fresh perspective or a good night's rest or just you not even thinking about it, you find it sitting right there in your face. Maybe it was some money you forgot about. Or maybe you misplaced something. Your keys, a book, some money. Or you forgot who the fuck you are. That's audacity. The feeling of rediscovering yourself, finding your inner voice, your inner strength, your fortitude, endurance, your second wind, your resolve. They made you forget who you are. They made you forget who you are. Because we set the motherfucking trends. Get it right or get it fucked up. You know who I'm talking to. And you know what I'm talking about. They don't want to see you win. And one thing about DJ Khaled, he said that, and there is so much truth in that. And a lot of people miss it. They don't want to see you win. It's like, this is what separates your real soulmates, the people who really cut for you and got you and got your back, and everybody else. As the kids would say today, the ops, right? Those who cut for you and the ops is this. Those who cut for you, they got you no matter what. Thick and thin, it doesn't matter the weather, right? You can get it in the wintertime. Or when it's Mayweather outside, right? But when it's really an op, secretly, stay with me. You're good as long as you down bad. You're good as long as you're not doing better than them. And the minute you're doing better than them and you're succeeding and you're prospering and you're fortunate and you being loved on and you being loved properly and your bags are stacking, now it's a problem. Y'all don't want to hear no Power Podcast today. The audacity. This is about getting your confidence up. You really want to stun on somebody? turn your body into a Ferrari. Have you ever heard the way the engine of a Ferrari sounds? It growls. Turn your body into a Ferrari. Get fine. Fine. Level up. Get your bricks up. Do better. Be better. Get peace of mind. When you have your own, this is what very few people understand innately. When you have your own, when you really get to a point where you're independent and you don't have a boss, you are the boss. When you're really independent and you really have your own, there's a lot of bullshit you don't have to deal with. There's a lot of faking that you no longer have to compromise with. Because when you earn it, they can't take it from you. When you own it, they cannot take it from you. And when you give a man the audacity of you to have bigger hopes and dreams for yourself and your team, your tribe, your children, your destiny is inside of you. I don't know who I'm talking to. Your destiny is inside of you. You came here with it already vacuum packed. Your destiny. It lives inside of you, beloved. Listen. Stop caring and watch what happens. Stop caring. Stop giving a fuck. When you think about the fact that you are one person, baby, you are one person at the end of the day. In a city among thousands, in a state, perhaps millions, and millions in a country of billions on a planet of billions. Again, you live on a planet of billions within a country of millions and millions and millions of other people, in a state among thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and for some millions of other people, in a city. You're one person that is a part of a galaxy of trillions, infinity times infinity. You realize most of what you think matters really does not matter. Audacity, the audacity. Humanity's quote unquote progress of knowledge and the evolution of consciousness have too often been characterized as if our task were simply to ascend a very tall cognitive ladder with graded hierarchical steps that represent successive developmental stages in which we solve increasingly challenging mental riddles like advanced problems in a graduate exam in biochemistry or logic, right? Time does not exist. Clocks exist. Yes, we manufactured, the human construct has created, and we've all agreed to the idea of the second, the minute, the hour, the day, the week, the month, the year. We've all agreed to a Gregorian calendar. We've all agreed to a Memorial Day and the day that summer begins and the day that winter begins. And we've all agreed to the day that we celebrate certain holy days and holidays and sacred days, right? And we've kept certain festivities and festivals according to the ancestors and according to the calendar and according to our culture, right? But to understand life and the cosmos better, perhaps we are required to transform not only our minds, but our hearts. For the whole being, body and soul, mind and spirit is implicated. Perhaps we must go not only high and far, but down and deep. Our worldview, cosmology, which defines the context for everything else, is profoundly affected by the degree to which all out faculties, intellectual, imaginative, aesthetic, moral, emotional, somatic, spiritual, relational, into the process of knowing how we approach the other. right? The other, them, versus us. We versus them, 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 us. Those liberals, those conservatives. Blood gang, Crip gang, those gays, those white folks, those niggas, those Mexicans, those Spics, those Kikes, you know them Jews, them Indians. You know how you talk behind closed doors. Stop playing with me. How we relate and how we approach the other and how we approach each other will shape everything. Stay with me. It will shape everything, including our own evolving self and the cosmos in which we participate. Rumi said, "Don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. Unfold your own myth. Whose story have you bought into? Whose Hegelian dialectic have you subscribed to? Whose history have you subscribed to? Whose stories and legends and fact checker have you bought into?" And so essentially Rumi is saying this: create your own mythology, create your own story, create your own truth, create your own reality. Create your own dogma. Because there's nothing more that we tap into and subscribe to and buy into than our cultural mythology. I promise you, I am going somewhere. Stay with me. Everything about you has already been done before. Your lips, hips, hair, even down to you being militant, if you militant, or if you a hard ass, right? You got that from somebody in your bloodline. You got your curly hair from a grandmother. You got your fierce attitude that came from a hot-tempered father of your mother. Turns out, we are not our ancestors' wildest dream or greatest hope made manifest. We are them. We're not. You know, people say, "Oh, well, I'm my ancestors' greatest dream come true." No, you're not, baby. You're your ancestors living. Right? Have you ever gone to a family reunion or Thanksgiving or a family gathering or what have you? Or and somebody, old head, auntie, great auntie, uncle, big mama, somebody said, "You know what? You look just like so-and-so. You look just like them. You are a spitting image of your daddy, of your mama." We are them. Walking, breathing, immortal technique in action. We are all walking remixes and remakes and samples mixed with samples of samples. All of us is a new version of our mitochondrial DNA in the flesh. Mitochondrial DNA. Fleshed out on the screen. When you read out the code, when you read out the genetic code of you, you are your ancestors re-embodied, reincarnated. The difference, you're living in a different day and age. You're living in a different time. The dispensation is different. The predominating ideas are different. The pervading attitudes are different. Some of the same prejudices are there, some of the same main themes, but it's a different era. Ego says, "Once everything falls into place, I'll feel peace. You know, when I get my money right, when we get moved into this new house, You know, when I'm finally rid of that motherfucker, when I finally get my divorce, when I finally get rid of this motherfucker. Spirit says, find your peace and then everything will fall into place. Find your peace, I'm telling you today, and then everything will fall into place. You don't gotta go knocking and looking and searching. When you get right within your own mind, body, temple, within your own consciousness, within your own, become whole unto yourself. I promise they're gonna come looking for you. They're gonna come knocking at your door. Motherfuckers gonna just start falling in line. See, we have a minimum of three bodies we're working with at any given time. Our physical body, which is made up of atoms. Our astral body is made up of prana, which is a life force type of energy. Your prana, your breath. Because when that breath leaves the temple, when that breath leaves the body, it's scientifically dead. You're a corpse. So we have our astral body, which is made up of prana, life force energy. We have our physical body, which is made up of atoms. Because if you chop your shit up or burn your shit, you don't exist either. And then we have our causal body. Our causal body, which is made up of thought forms. You can't place too much focus, though, on one aspect to the detriment of the others. So everything that you do when you're eating, how you eat, when you work out, if you work out, if you exercise, deep breathing exercise, meditating, finding ways to cut down on anxiety. And one thing I can say is this, a large part of anxiety is worrying about things that you have zero control over and or needing to know what's going to happen next, needing to have control over scenarios and situations, needing to know how things are going to turn out. Anxiety, because that's not always up to you. In some instances, yes, it's important, and you'll know the instances in which you have control and you have dominion and you have power and authority over, versus the instances where it's beyond your control, it's beyond anything you can think or do or figure out. And so you have to leave it to a higher power. Here's the thing. You are constantly creating who you are. What you eat becomes your body. Literally every nibble of food and sip of what you drink is building your skin, hair, nails, muscle, tissue, bones, sinew, cellular bodies, and blood vessels. Everything that you drink, everything that you eat, everything that you snort, smoke, or shoot up. Everything, fellas, from the moment your balls drop. Everything that you stick your member into becomes a part of you. My goddesses, ladies, everything that you allow inside of you, everything that you allow yourself to become at one with, becomes a part of you. On a cellular body, astral body, causal body. And so what you feel becomes your mood. What you think becomes your mind. Your thoughts become your actual waking reality and determines what you pull into your everyday world. What you love becomes your passion. What you say, what you speak becomes your truth. Start speaking exclusively in positive affirmation. I speak positive affirmation, babe. I speak positivarian. And watch how shit starts to turn around for you. Listen, if you ever decide to double back, it better be worth it. I don't know who that was for, but if you ever decide to double back, you better bet your ass that it's worth it. Start saying to yourself, you know, I am so loved. Every day, all day, just speak it into the ether. Speak it into the atmosphere. When you get in the shower, when you're sitting on the toilet, when you're going to the store, when you're going to work, when you're at the gym, when you're going for a walk, when you're changing diapers, when you're washing dishes, I'm so loved. I am so loved. I am so loved. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm healthy, wealthy, happy, and paid. All is well with me. All is well with me. All is well with my family, my children, and my home. I am safe. Because see, what you see becomes your perspective. And what you choose to focus on and speak about is what you bring about more of and more of incrementally. And what you connect to becomes your spirit. Spirituality, see, the funny thing about it is spirituality is a personal thing. And we make it this ethereal, otherworldly, out there phenomenon. But spirituality is a personal relationship with the divine, the one, the all. Whereas religion, especially organized religion, is crowd control. Karl Marx once said, religion is the opium of the people. And really this statement is part of Marx's structural functionalist argument that religion was constructed by people to calm uncertainty over their role in the universe and in society. It started with the church. It started with the papal bulls and the owners and the robber barons and the capitalists and the slave masters and the corporate entities, right? Because if you can get people to fear something, you can control them. A people without fear is uncontrollable because they're gonna do what the fuck they want to do. Listen, I hate to break it to you, but the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads are all man-made. At the end of the day, they're all man-made. I know you love the Bible. I know you love the Quran. A man wrote it. A group of men came together and decided. And when I say a group of men, I do mean a group of men. A very long time ago, came together and decided, we're going to get this set of writings, and we're going to get some writings from him and this poet over here, and he's a great mind. Oh, he's intellectual. Let's pull this thing together, and we're going to call it divine, and we're going to give this to the masses. They can't read anyway. They don't know what the fuck going on. All they do is work, you know, and so for you have, once people started learning, the common man started learning how to read and got literate. And the agrarian people and our agrarian ancestors, the hunters and gatherers, began to get civilized, quote unquote. I hate to say that. I hate to say that word because it's a misnomer. But once they began to get literate and understand different languages and the organization of thought and the organization of ideas on paper. And so now we can begin to program the people in such a way to do our bidding and lean in a certain direction that we want them to lean in. Somebody created the concept of God. Somebody once said, man created God. In the sense that, how is it that man and God have these same emotions and these same ways of thinking? Do you really believe that if there is a grand architect that created the universe and an architect the cosmos, and I'm not saying that's not true or true or not true, I'm not arguing that, but what I am asking is this: if there is an all-knowing grand architect creator God, do you really think that he cares that somebody scratched your Tesla or somebody threw an egg at you? Or that your boyfriend dumped you and left you for another woman? Or that somebody at your job ate your motherfucking Marie calendars? Do you really think that God is bringing down karma and karmic debt because somebody hurt your feelings? Again, you are one of thousands in a city, of millions in a country, of billions on a planet, of trillions of galaxies and worlds and realities. You are barely a blip. We're barely a blip. And so what that does is absolve you of trying to play God. It absolves you of trying to control everything. Everyone that you love is going to die one day. You are going to die one day. That absolves you, baby, of trying to control every goddamn thing, because you don't. So have the audacity to work only on and in the endeavors that you have absolute total control over. But as I was saying, somebody created the concept of God, of Muhammad, of Shango, Solomon, Jesus, Yeshua, Buddha. Ironically, Buddha and Jesus both went to their temples at the age of 12, where they are said to have astonished all with their wisdom. Buddha and Jesus both supposedly fasted in solitude for a long time, 40 days, 40 nights. Buddha for 47 days and Jesus for 40. Both wandered to a fig tree at the conclusion of their fasts. Both were about the same age when they began their public ministry. Somebody created the concept and the idea and even drew the picture and image of the Baphomet, Satan, Zeus, Shaitan, Oshun, Ogun, Osiris, Isis, Isis, Horu, Horus, Krishna. Ironically, Christ and Krishna, Krishna and Christ, were called both God and the Son of God. You both are God and the Son of God. Ironically, Krishna existed thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years before Christ. Both were sent from heaven to earth in the form of a man. Both were called Savior and the second person of the Trinity. Yeah, yeah. Krishna's adoptive human father was also a carpenter. A spirit or a ghost, an entity, was their actual father. Krishna and Jesus, Jesus, Yeshua, were of royal descent. Both were visited at birth by wise men and shepherds, guided by a star, guided by a luminary. Angels, in both cases, Christ and Krishna, Krishna and Christ, angels in both cases issued a warning that the local dictator, whoever was their president or their king, planned to kill the baby and had issued a decree for his assassination. The parents fled, both of them. Somebody gave you and wrote in a manuscript many, many thousands of years ago and hundreds of years ago. Somebody created the concept of Odysseus and Zoroaster and Zarathustra, Heracles and Dionysius and Romulus. Spirituality is a human construct. And so with it comes all the trappings and the limitations and the discomfort that comes with humanity. All of our prejudice and our ignorance and our evolving mindsets and paradigm all comes along with the dogma. Why am I saying this? Even the Matrix, every fiber of it comes from the fertile imagination of a metaphysical soul trying to make sense of this density. Spirituality as we know it is a man-made construct, because the last time I've checked, there has never been anyone who has died, gone to the afterlife or heaven or hell or paradise or the hereafter or the underworld, you name it. Died, come back, and gave us firsthand accounts, brought back receipts, brought back footage, brought back evidence. It's never happened. The last time I checked. We're basing a lot of this on faith and ideas and what is coming from the mind of a human being, a fallible, flawed human being. Always got to keep this at the forefront. The very nature of the objective universe turns any spiritual faith and ideas into courageous acts of subjectivity, constantly vulnerable to intellectual negation. Why am I saying this? Why am I saying this? Religion is belief in someone else's experience. If you do this, if you be good, God gonna bless you and give you candy. If you be bad, the devil gonna get you. Karma gonna get you. If you be bad, it's gonna come back and get you. Listen, spirituality is having your own experience. What is it like for you? How does it taste for you? No one can experience your orgasms for you, baby. Nobody can carry your children for you. No one can do your push-ups and setups for you. You have to learn how to be excellent even when you're behind enemy lines. Sun Tzu said in The Art of War, let your plans be dark and impenetrable as night, and when you move, fall like a thunderbolt. The audacity of it all. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. Rumi said, I looked in temples, churches, and mosques, but I found the divine within my heart. Every soul is in a different stage of evolution. The evolutionary gap between you and your loved ones can be thousands or millions of years in soul development. Meaning, you know, although we're all born into different families, sometimes you always have that one person that's a little bit more out there than everybody else. Even in your friend group or in the people that you're dealing with on the job and in the workplace and who you communicate with on a day-to-day basis. Just because, you know, you guys may live in the same city or in the same home or in the same building and be working in the same complex, the same system. You and that person, your evolutionary development in terms of how you understand life and how you've aggregated your resources and things can be night and day. And you'll know this when you, have you ever come across somebody who they just were an amazing soul? Just talking to them felt like you were talking to an angel or you were talking to a prophet. You were talking to somebody that was from a different, you know, a different generation, a different world almost. And you notice you might have experienced them once or twice. You may have had a talk with them on the bus. Or you may have, you know, they may have worked at your job for a couple of weeks and then they were gone. Or you went to school and you crossed paths with these individuals for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple months max, and then they were gone or you were gone. That's because you're crossing wormholes. You're crossing timelines. You're crossing dimensions and densities with different energies coming in and phasing out. Enlightenment is a destructive process because it's the crumbling away of untruth. That's what's painful. Finding out what you thought was love is not love. Finding out that your heroes really have weaknesses. Watching the people that you looked up to fall from their throne, fall from grace. Growing up, discovering Santa Claus isn't real. And discovering that a lot of the magic that you were sold and told is bullshit. It's an unraveling of belief. And anything that is not real will fall away. It's seeing through the facade of pretense. It doesn't have shit to do. It doesn't have shit to do with being happy or becoming a better person. Because that's all subjective. We can't make other people understand more than or beyond where they are ready to understand or comprehend and be mentally. Carl Jung once said, Carl Jung. He said, no matter how isolated you are and how lonely you feel, if you do your work truly and conscientiously, unknown friends will come and seek you. They're going to find you, baby. They gonna find you wherever you at. I don't care what bumfuck county, village you're in. They'll find you. They're gonna come get you. You never need to see the whole picture. Your higher self will always show you what to do next. Things always work out in the end. And you must know this innately to be true. Your higher self whispers what work you should do and what love you should choose to those with ears to hear it. And sometimes you gotta get silent. You gotta get quiet. You gotta get in solitude. You gotta get away from the negativity. You gotta get away from the noise. You gotta get away from the bullshit. You gotta get away from motherfuckers that ain't about it. You gotta get away from motherfuckers that's not trying to build or grow or be nothing. And you gotta go within and you'll hear it. It's gonna talk to you. It's gonna talk to you. You better hear it when it's talking to you in a silent voice before it starts hitting you in the head. As you build and strengthen that relationship with your highest and best self. Every other relationship rises with you. It's like you're a tide. And as you rise, everything in that body of water, in that ocean, in that lake, rises with you. Your relationship with your loved ones, your work, your craft, your prosperity, your attitude, your mindset, and the world at large ascends, baby. Sometimes drastically, dramatically, generally incrementally. Like your money start getting better, you start getting fine. Have you ever met somebody and when you met them, they was cute? And then you see them again 5 years later, they still cute? Motherfucker just keep getting finer and just prettier and just got just body banging. Just a whole motherfucking snack. Like, bitch, you a bad bitch in any season. Because this person is growing in multiple ways. Spiritually and emotionally and psychologically. And not just physically. And as you grow mentally, the beautiful thing about that is your money gets better. You start getting better ideas. You start getting around better people. You start attracting better relationships. You start attracting better opportunities. Do you hear me? I put that on everything. I put that on everything. You gotta believe it's already yours. That's the secret sauce. Walk and talk as if that shit is already done. I don't give a fuck what it look like. I don't care what people talking about, because people gonna say whatever they say. But you just gotta keep talking and walking the talk and the walk. You cannot suffer the past. It's done, baby. You can't suffer the past or the future because they don't exist. What you are suffering is your memory and your imagination. And that's where all of our boogeymen and our limitations and our fears and anything that could slow your flow and slow your roll exists, is either in your memory or in your imagination. Unless you learn to face your own shadows. This is power podcasting this bitch. Unless you learn to face your own shadows, you will continue to see them in others, because the world outside you, it's only a mirror, a reflection of the world inside you. What Mr. T used to say, I pity the fool. I pity the fool. This is the real upside down world we're living in. We sitting up watching Stranger Things and kikiing it. I love this show because it's showing you the truth and the reality of your existence and your third dimensional reality. I'm talking fourth dimension is the Tesseract. And only a small, maybe a minute minority listening to this right now knows what I'm talking about. The fourth dimension is a tesseract. It's a shadow of a higher dimension. 4D is a shadow of a higher dimension. Dimensions are stacked on each other. And so the same way you can look down at a piece of paper, you can look at a book, which is just words on a piece of paper. But in your mind is translating it to and fleshing it out to actual people and characters and situations and circumstances and bad, you know, scenarios and bad luck and good luck and love and you name it, right? All that's going, well, the same thing kind of works on a dimensional level. There are beings looking down at us as though we're like words. We are code in a binary digital program. And so they're reading it. And, you know, making, you know, jokes of it or light of it, because they know it's not real. It's like a metaverse. It's real to the individuals and the entities within that video game, within that digital reality. But really, at the end of the day, it gets turned off and rebooted the same way your chess pieces go back into the box and your Monopoly pieces go back into the box at the end of the game. All this shit is a game. And if you keep that in mind and just remember, you know, because that's how I live my life. This shit is a game. If when people want to come into your life, let them come. If they want to leave your life, let them go. We not holding nobody back and we not slowing nobody up. If you are on my level and you on my vibrational frequency and we can work, let's work. If we can make love, let's make love. If we can create and birth things and birth realities, let's birth realities. If you want smoke, you got to go. And it's just an influx and an outflow and an influx and an outflow, and everything is rhythm and everything is gender and everything is vibration and everything is movement, and nothing stays the same, and the only constant is changing. As above is so below. This is the real upside down world we're living in. And what may go unnoticed by the noisy, chaotic mind can be observed clearly by the silent awareness within. The silent awareness, the one, the all. Your third eye is watching always. It doesn't sleep. Even when you go to sleep, it's regurgitating and ruminating on everything you've listened to and heard and read and smelled and tasted and touched. That's why when you go to sleep and you dream sometimes, there'll be aspects from the day or aspects from a conversation you had or a movie you watched or a song you listened to or a scent you smelled or a sound you heard, and it'll be incorporated into your dream along with some other metaphysical shit you just cannot understand. And it'll be fish flying and birds swimming and, you know, trees that sing and walk and mermaids and all that, because you in a different dimension and reality, but you're pulling in different ideas and concepts and downloads from all over. And so that's why it's very important to tap in with that silent awareness to understand what is beyond the veil and what is part of this reality and what is part of that reality, and how much of this is my imagination and how much of it is programming and how much of it is somebody else projecting their junk onto you. The more you wake up to who you are, the more unbearable it becomes to be who you are not. Your spiritual self knows all the answers to your largest questions. And I'm going to continue to parrot this. Your spiritual self knows all the answers to your largest questions. Your spiritual self knows all the answers to your largest questions. Your spiritual self, your spirit body, your spirit woman, your spirit man, your inner goddess or God knows all the answers to all of your biggest questions. Because guess what? Your biggest problems aren't shit to God. Think about whatever your worst problem was when you were in second grade. That shit ain't even hitting on nothing now, right? Or think about the problems you had in your first relationship, the shit you worried about and cried over and got upset about. And now look at where you are and how your mind is and how you move. That's exactly the same. Your spirit body is beyond and above all of this bullshit and noise and drama and worries and fears and bills, and it's beyond it. It's nothing. Eckhart Tolle reminds us, when we accept that all relationships are here to make us conscious instead of happy, then relationships will offer us perfect alignment with consciousness. We're about halfway through this year. Have the audacity to get shit done. Have the audacity to do what they said you can't do. Have the audacity to stand on your own two feet. Have the audacity to really buy that house. Have the audacity to really get in the best shape of your life. Turn your body into a motherfucking Ferrari. Go listen to the engine of a Ferrari. Turn your body into a lean, mean machine. And I mean that. And watch how you just shit on people. Today, have the audacity to have the tough conversations. Have the audacity to block that one person who you've been needing to block. Before going to sleep tonight, set the intention. There's something within you that knows what to do. There is a power greater than you that knows how to take care of you without your help. All you've got to do is surrender to it. Surrender to your thoughts, your mind, your ego, to the current that knows the way. Surrender your thoughts to the current that knows the way. There is a higher aspect to you that knows the way. It can see the big picture, baby, where your eyes cannot see. That third eye, that inner eye, can see into other timelines and other dimensions, and it can see into the future because it can see the past, present, and the future all at the same time, because really, again, they don't exist. They are man-made human construct. The clock is real. The time is not real. And so surrender to larger aspects of yourself, higher parts of yourself in your mind, body, temple. It will take care of you, baby. I promise it will. It's going to tell you what to eat, what not to eat. It's going to tell you what to stay around and stay away from. It's going to move you out of the way. It's going to make you late. When really, if you would have left a little earlier, your shit would have got torn out the frame and your car would have got totaled and you would have died. It keeps you out of danger, seen and unseen. It keeps you away from bullshit. It keeps you away from unscrupulous people. It keeps you away from scammers. It keeps your shit free and clear and out the way. It will take better care of you than you can ever imagine. Spend the first 20 minutes of your morning wisely. I always say to myself, the mornings that I get up and I pray and I meditate and I go outside and I earth and I ground and I, you know, tap in with God and really tap in with my ancestors and put some coffee on my altar for my folk and, you know, dialogue with them and chop it up with them real quick. You know, my day just goes so much more smooth. Things just fall into alignment. And I'm saying it works for me. Do what works best for you. That may not work for you. It works for me. If getting up in the morning before you touch your device, you get tapped in with your ancestors and get tapped in with your higher self and get tapped in with God. Get good with God. Start talking to God. Just one-on-one chop it up. Chop it up with your higher self. And really ask your higher self to guide you and direct you and to direct your thoughts and your attitude. Just watch how the day flows. Because these minutes set the stage for the day. Meditate on your intentions. What is it that you want? What is it that you need? What is it that you want to give energy and focus to? What do you want to grow? What do you want to build? What do you want to come towards you? What type of love and finance and coin do you want to come your way? What kind of people do you want to fuck with? Because I want people around me that make me laugh. And that are fun and cool. I don't want no weird shit and I don't want no boring shit. Visualize what you want to unfold that day. Bottom line, practice this until you get it right. Because there's no right or wrong way to do it. Having the audacity is about being a capable, possibilitarian. Are you a capable possibilitarian? Are you a motherfucker who can make the impossible possible? Our intellectual quest for truth can never be separated from the cultivation of our moral and aesthetic imagination. The audacity to choose hero over ego, bravery over insecurity, peace over worry. Because one thing about it, baby, whatever you worry about, that's not going to change the situation. People are going to do what they're going to do and move the way they move. This government is going to do what this government does. Society and the interest rates and the markets and the stock market and the real estate market and the cryptocurrency and the blockchain, it's going to do what it does. Whether you worry or not. So just be at peace. Wisdom, like compassion, often seems to require of us that we hold multiple realities in our consciousness at once. And so this may be the task we must begin to engage if we wish to gain a deeper understanding of the evolution of human consciousness and the history of the Western mind in particular, because most of us have been trained and schooled in a Western indoctrinated system. But to see that long intellectual and spiritual journey moving through stages of increasing differentiation and complexity as having brought about both a progressive ascent to autonomy and a tragic fall from unity, and perhaps as having prepared the way for a synthesis on a new level. Outer success without spiritual triumph is like a moon without the stars. Baby, if you... Trust me, I know so many people, I've watched it happen, because money does solve a lot of problems. A lot of us, a lot of your problems, a couple million, you wouldn't have no problems. But there are some issues and some problems money can't fix. Money cannot fix addiction. Money cannot fix addiction. Money cannot fix abandonment issues. Money cannot fix low self-esteem. You will just be a motherfucker with money and low self-esteem. You want to make sure that the inner core is fortified and turned up first. That way you can get it and keep it and grow it and multiply it and not get it and it destroy you. I don't know who that's for. Ayn Rand encouraged us to live with clear sight and a clean soul. Wise, right? Our culture has trained us to seek worldly success. Get, you know, ball out, get your degree, just get your degree, get your master's, get your, go get your car and get your big body, and then you move in this neighborhood and you got this. But often it's at the cost of our inner peace. And so you have a lot of people with a lot of shit and a lot of stuff and a lot of letters behind their names, and they're miserable than a motherfucker. And they are drunks and they are drug addicts and they are popping pills like they are motherfucking Skittles. Do you hear me? And you have people who are wealthy and they are rich, and they on the outside, they have all the inner trappings and outer trappings, and they live a dream reality, and they go on to hang themselves and take themselves out of this miserable fucking existence because they do not have any inner peace. They got all the worldly success. They got the money, they got the bag, they got the bitch, they got the dude, they got the house, they got the career, they got the rings, the jewels, the cars, the clothes. They have no inner peace, and it destroys them. Society places so much importance and significance on what we obtain and how we look. As long as shit look good, it's good. When really the appearance of things really ain't hitting like that. While the pursuit of sensational achievement is a very worthy aim, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying get your racks up. I'm not saying don't get your bag up. I'm not saying don't, you know, stack and get your shit together. I'm saying doing so while neglecting the wisest and truest part of you will lead you to a palace of deep regret. It will lead you to a wilderness, a dry place, a valley of dry bones. No matter what you do today, keep creating, keep building, keep doing, keep shining, keep shitting on your haters, keep getting great, keep moving towards mastery, greatness. Legendary. The motherfucking audacity.